container carrying content going to a continent, but the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you excited to be here today? Give God a shout of praise if you're excited. I'm excited to be here today for the first time in the United Kingdom. I've been here in my dreams several times. So I'm here physically now. So dreams do come true, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Mama, for inviting me. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I don't take it for granted. Thank you for being the one that God used. Anybody could have taken the honor, but God decided to hand it over to you. Thank you. I thank you, Jubilee House, for being the gatekeeper. Thank you. I know God is here to visit a lot of people today and throughout this weekend. And God is choosing to start with us here. I have a lot of my family members here, people that left me in Nigeria, came here. So for them, they have seen their pastor after many months of Japan. Thank you. Mercy, Busola, Fire, Kemi, Precious, Mommy, Grandma. I'm excited to see. You are surprised, eh? I've seen them. I didn't do it. Many of them are there. Some are still on their way. Came around to see their pastor after they ran away and left him in Nigeria. Okay. Hallelujah. You came to prepare the way. You are a foreigner. So it's nice to see you. AY, thank you. AY is my assistant pastor in church, but most of the countries I go, he will go there ahead of me and just meet me there. Thank you for always traveling with me everywhere. You are doing this all over the world. Thank you. Are you ready tonight? I'm excited. One of the things that excites me when I'm going for a program is, until God speaks to me about what he'll say, I'm always bothered. That's why I don't like to preach a message that is that can bless you. God can bless them. Oh, this one. I don't want to preach it. I always want to ask God, what do you want me to say to them? And since I've been planning to come for this meeting, I've not been able to hear God. And my wife, we asked, have you prepared your message? I said, you know the way this thing happens. So I was bothered. As soon as God just needed me to be in a place, and he preached to me what I'm preaching to you tonight. And that's what God does for me. I will sit down where I am until I hear that word, because I won't, if God didn't speak to me, I will come here, we'll just be worshiping God and pray and trust God, because there is always a word in season, and that is the word that can transform a man. A word in season. You might not hear too many things, you might hear only one line. Aish. And that one line is capable of transforming your day. Hear me, he sent his word, not his words. The word that changes a man doesn't have to be many words. But if it is from God, that word can be gold. And that God carries the capacity to change you. Ezekiel 2 says, the spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Hear me. Some people look for the hand of a man of God, but I prefer the word from the man of God. Because why? When God sends a word, he sent a word to Jacob. He landed upon Israel. Meaning a word entered Jacob, turned Jacob from a person to a nation.
The word came to Jacob a person. By the time Jacob received the word, it became Israel. There is a word that can turn a man from a person to a nation. That is the word God is sending to you tonight. Everyone here or those online, wherever you are, the word of God does not miss road. I say this often, that in case you have a stomach pain and they give you drug for stomach, you put the drug in your mouth, the drug goes to your stomach. You have headache, you put the drug in your mouth, not in your head, the drug goes to your head. You have leg pain, you put the drug in your mouth, not in your leg, the drug goes to your leg. You have a backache, you put the drug in your mouth, that drug goes to your back and begin to walk. In case you have everything together, headache plus neck pain plus leg pain, you now take two paracetamol, to this one, and you take it at once. And there is a code in the drug. Even though they enter at once, the one for head goes to head, the one for back goes to back, the one for, they enter at the same time, they entered your tummy at the same time, but they go to their different location. If the drug produced by a man doesn't miss road, the word of God cannot miss road. The word of God, if the word comes from God, it cannot miss road. And God is sending the word tonight. As many that can hear me, wherever you are, as many that can hear me, wherever you are, the word of your transformation is coming tonight. I say your word is coming tonight. Can you lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost? He in the capella, man. She see bread done in the kai. Aye, yana na kele mane. Ese di tumai. Shibiri ke tombele bai. Si kaima tele mate. Yo lelelele mama mame. Iko tana kaima karebo tele mane. Amen. What I'm saying, let me explain to you, is very strange. Show me Amos 3:12. If you have it, Amos chapter 3, verse 12. See what this scripture says. This scripture, when God was teaching me on this power of hearing God's word, He showed me this scripture. Amos 3:12. Can I have it on the screen? Everybody, please. We are going to read together. Are you ready? Let's want to go. Thus hear the Lord, as a shepherd takes from the mouth of what? Pause. A man of what? Meaning, it's not toothpick. It's not toothpick. If something is in the mouth of a lion, what is lion doing with it? Huh? The lion is eating. It's not playing. So that means the lion is eating something. What is it taking out? Two legs or a piece of an ear. So shall the children of Israel be taken out. Pause. I'm confused. Wait. A lion ate a lamb, and the only remaining part is two legs or one ear. Why? It's not saying if the head remains. You know, if they cut your hand, as long as your head is still there, you are still alive. Are you with me? The heart. Lion has finished eating the heart. The lion has finished eating the brain. No eyes, no mouth, no heart, no respiratory system. No transport system. He says, provided he has two legs or one ear, he will live. What is God saying? If he can still walk to the program. Number two, if he can still hear the word of faith, no matter what has finished, as long as he still has let to go, you hardly ever, if he has let to attend the program, or he has an ear to hear the message, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. There is hope for a tree if it be cut down,
He says, at the scent of water, at the scent of water, at the scent of water. Oh my God. Listen, what is the scent of water? At the smelling of water. This one, you are not smelling it, you are in the water. Hey. He said, if he can stay here or can walk to where we are here, we can rescue. Sir, the brain is gone. The hearing can produce it. Sir, the heart is gone. The hearing can produce it. Sir, nothing is working again. If you can see here, why? Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the word of God carries capacity to change a man's life. When God wanted to create, he spoke. When God wanted to do anything, he spoke. When there was darkness, God spoke. If that was what God did to produce solution, meaning everything your life needs depends on the word. Can you pray one prayer, Lord? This weekend, send my word. 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 Hi, Karabasata.
Opportunity to be here tonight. Sweet Holy Spirit, koi kwako eternal with the Lord, koi kwako eternal with the Father. Thank you for always sending me as your envoy. I am not the most qualified and I am the most anointed, but the mercy of the Lord kept qualifying me. Thank you for what you do when I send your word. Thank you for giving me the word to speak to the people. Holy Ghost, you are my senior partner. Holy Ghost, you are my help. Holy Ghost, you are the Spirit of the living God. You are the power. You are the power in the world. You are the power in the service. You are the power. You are the proof that God sent me. Glorify Jesus again here tonight. Heal the sick, deliver the rest of our hearts on fire. And I vow not to take the glory. I vow not to take the glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise as you have your seat this evening. Hallelujah. Are you blessed already? Glory to Jesus. We are going on a journey for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'm going to start building from tonight. And we'll continue throughout the weekend. C-sharp. Hallelujah. I just need two people because songs can come anytime. So maybe you hold your, okay, you have to stand there. Or you hold your, we'll journey together. Hallelujah. Sorry for stressing you. But it's part of my destiny. Hallelujah. Wonders without number. That's your experience. When I say wonders without number, I say that's my experience. Wonders without number? Say it, I mean, say wonders without number? No, say it as if you are sure. Wonders without number?
When your wonders can be numbered, it's not really a wonder. The wonder we are talking about, if it's one or two, you are not yet there. You are upcoming. But the agenda of God is that you are the wonder. The agenda of God is not that you have wonders. Are you with me? The agenda of God is not that you experience wonders. The agenda of God is that, you know, if, Holy Spirit, help me. If you live by the stream, you can't tell me I have water. If you are the stream, you can't say I have water. You are the water. Is it making sense to you? Praise God. You are the stream. You are the river. You are not telling somebody I have water. You are the water. Praise God. So what the goal of this meeting is not that, are you the actor in games? Hallelujah. The goal of this meeting is not that you experience wonders, is that you become the wonders. That anywhere you show up, you see, wonders become natural anywhere you appear. Why? Because you are carrying the well of wonders. And it's going to flow from tonight. So let me start with this scripture. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18. Isaiah 8 18. Look at what the scripture says. I and the children whom the Lord has given to me, we are for what? I can't hear you. Signs and wonders in where? Are you in Israel? Where you put? When you are reading scripture, you personalize. For scripture to be powerful, that's where it personalized. For example, I see pastors praying, Prince of Persia. Are you in Persia? Prince of... I told my people, Prince of Agege. Prince of Manchester. We are no more in Persia. Are you in Persia? So you are not dealing with Prince of Persia. Are you in Israel? So what are we reading here? I and the children the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Where? If you like Manchester, you say Manchester. But for me, in the world, anywhere I show up, I'm for signs and wonders. I'm not even restricted to Israel. Anywhere I appear, I am for signs and wonders. Why? I am not for signs and wonders because I have wonders. I'm for signs and wonders because I'm a wonder producer. Anywhere I show up, I produce wonders. And what am I teaching tonight? I'm teaching the power that produces a life of wonders. Producing the life of wonders takes certain things. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Let me show you that scripture. Isaiah 9 6. Isaiah 9 6. Show me that scripture. Hey, but let's read. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called. Wait. If I want to introduce myself to you, I say, I am Olawande Ayokomi Olukayode Temitope Oluwaseun Daniel. So, do you understand what his name stands for now? Wonderful is his son name. Every other name is part of the names. So we are going to read the scriptures like Wonderful Counselor, Wonderful Mighty God, Wonderful Everlasting Father, Wonderful Prince of Peace. So if my son name is Olawande, my son's name is what? My son's name is Olawande, right? What about my wife's name? What about my daughter's name? So everybody born into my family begins to be Olawande, right? So if the man, the creator of our lives, if his son name is Wonderful, anyone that comes into that family, guess what? So, can I say pastor is Wonderful Bimbo? Oh my God. Oh my God. Is it making sense to you now? So, if this is the reality of your life, how come you are living as if you don't have a family? It's possible that you belong to a family and you don't look like what the family represents. Yoruba says,
If you don't understand, Holy Ghost give you interpretation of tongues in the name of Jesus. Means we can't see the son of a king and we won't see royalty around him. So we can't see the son of wonder and we won't see wonder around him. Somebody say error. To experience wonders without number, we have to understand that the family we came from is a wonderful family. And then the only thing that explains the family is wonder. Everything about Jesus is wonderful. His conception, wonderful. How can Holy Ghost overshadow a woman and then she's pregnant? How? Does it make sense? Holy Ghost? Woman? I don't understand. That's why Joseph said, does it make sense? How will you tell me that Holy Ghost slept with you? Mary said, I'm pregnant. Joseph said, don't whine me. No, please, don't whine me. Please, please. Just tell me, you know, I've been seeing Brother Simon with you. Anytime you go for choir practice, Brother Simon will escort you home. I've been seeing Brother Simon. Don't just whine me. Tell me it's the truth. Or maybe it's Brother Benjamin. That one I used to buy you pizza. No. Mary. Confess. Just say the truth. I will forgive you. I know it's over between us. I've been suspecting you before. He said, no, sir. It's Holy Spirit. Holy what? Did it happen to your grandmother? Did it happen to your great-grandmother? Even mother Sarah. It was Abraham that did it, not Holy Ghost. The mother of faith. Go. It was Holy Ghost, not. Eve, the first woman. That God. Eve was not born. God created him one day. It was God directly. Your father, see her to meet your mother to give her to you. But Eve, it was God. Then why didn't God do it? He still allowed Adam to sleep with her for him to give her to Cain and Abel. What are you telling me? The Holy Ghost had to ensure that there is no mixture with humanity for him to give birth, for God to produce the Savior of the world. The sperm of man must not mix with the sperm of God. The word of God is the semen of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the word of God is what? That's why they call it seed. The sower went to sow a seed. And they said the seed is the word of God. 1 Peter 2:24. It says being born again, 23:24, is not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God. Meaning the seed of God, the sperm of God, is the word of God. That's why if the word of God comes into your life, it can produce something else. If the word of God lands on you, it can bet. You hear a word and it produces faith. You hear a word, it produces healing. That's the seed of God. So it was the seed of God that came upon Mary and she conceived Jesus. That's wonderful. It doesn't make sense. Number two, wonderful. How can the creator dwell inside the creature? For 9 months? Creator. He said, for by him, Colossians 1:16, were all things created. And without him was not anything made that was made. He said everything was made for him and by him. And in the beginning was the word. John chapter 1. The word was with God. And the word was God. The word was made by him. And without him was not anything made. He said, and that word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What are you telling me? He said, and that word, light, and that in him was life. And the life was the light of men. He said, and that light shines in darkness. And darkness cannot catalambano it. Darkness cannot understand it. That was the life of God. He said, there was a man that bear witness of the light. That man was not the true light. He said, but there's a light. There's a light. There's a light. That light was the light in Genesis. He said, darkness covered the earth. And God said, let there be light. So what God did in Genesis 1:3 to call, it was to call a person. Not a solar system. Because in 13 and 14, Genesis 1, 13 and 14, say, and God made two great lights. One to rule by the day. One to rule by the night. Meaning the one in verse 3 is not a system, is a person. That was your creator. Yet, he was living inside the woman for 9 months. Growing. How? Someone say, wonderful. I can't hear you. I did a little biology. My wife is a doctor. You see, when a baby A baby feeds with what? Umbilical cord. Okay, Mercy is a nurse. She will help me. She feeds from the mother. When my wife was pregnant and they checked the size of my daughter, they said she's too small. What would they tell the woman? You are not eating. They told my wife, you are not eating. She said, I don't have appetite. You have to have appetite. She said, the baby is too small. So she has to start eating. Meaning, as she's eating, the baby is growing. So meaning, Jesus was eating what Mary was eating. Your creator, who is in heaven, came. And guess what? You know, the family of Joseph was a very poor family. How do I know? On the day of dedication, they couldn't bring lamb. They bought turtle dove. Only poor people used turtle dove for dedication in Israel. Poor people. Now, if they were rich, they would have used hospital. They used manger. There was no money they could afford. They were so broke that the father was a carpenter. So Jesus even came to the house of a carpenter. How did Jesus? He didn't see the high priest. What about the Pharisees? Pharisee and sad to see Sadducee. He couldn't come from the family of any of them. He couldn't come from the family of the high priest. What about the Levites? If Jesus came from the family of the Levite, it would make sense. They were supposed to walk in the priesthood office. They're supposed to do the things of the temple. He couldn't come from there. He had to look for a carpenter. Someone said, wonderful. Why a carpenter? How did Jesus survive 9 months in the womb of a creator inside a creature? Ah! Then one day, they were going to give birth to him. Angels didn't bring him out. They had to push. They were telling Mary, push. The sheep were helping. Bleh, bleh, goat. Bleh. They were the ones helping to say, push, push, push. Because there was no nurse. And then finally they pushed him out. And then light appeared everywhere. He said, for unto us, the child is born. And they went around announcing to the shepherds, Jesus has been born. Who is Jesus? A baby. The guy was born and began to exist like a normal human being. Yet, some people who came from the east, they got the memo. He was given back to him Bethlehem. Star appeared in the east. Don't be surprised why the Middle East has some things. That's where the star appeared. You can't see the star and be normal. Don't be shocked by their wealth. They saw the star. Unless that's why I came. The star appeared. They came. Wise men from the east, not wise men from the west. You see why development is going there? Okay. They came to pay homage. And then the king said, if they can pay homage to a boy, the baby that cannot walk, that can't do anything, the king said we have to kill him. Jesus didn't have age mate. On his birthday, he's the only one. He doesn't have bedmate because they killed everybody from 2 years downward. Oh. So when Jesus is celebrating one, he's the only 1 year old person. When he's celebrating two, he's the only 2 year old person. So Jesus, maybe Jesus is 33. Nobody is 33. The next person is 34 or 31. Because every male child from two downward were killed because they were looking for that small boy. Someone said, wonderful. What can a small boy do for you? And I thought that the small boy will rise as a giant. God told the father, carry him to Egypt and run away. How can my creator be running? Someone say wonderful. Hi. Is it making sense to you? I began to ask the Lord, why did you put him in the house of a carpenter? Why carpenter? I said you should go and rehearse. Rehearse what? Rehearse his end. How? He said, what is the instrument of a carpenter? I said, hammer, wood, nail. What will they use to make the cross? So for 30 years, the guy was there. He will use nail. He will use armor. One day he did cross. He went to show his father. Father said, you are learning very well. The father didn't know he was prophesying. The father thought he was doing carpentry work. that's your savior. That's your savior. That's your savior. I mean, someone said wonderful. So explain to me how a carpenter boy will be the savior of the world. God likes to use what doesn't make sense. Foolish things of this world to confound the wise. If he had come from the noble family, they would have suspected this is the king. Sometimes where God is going doesn't look like it. It's okay the way you are. It's okay to be like this. You don't look like it yet, but don't worry. God likes to use those who don't look like it. God, check. Daniel was not the most favorable guy in Babylon. David was not the one suited for the king. Joseph was not the one that should be the prime minister. But God likes those who don't look like it, because they will remember where they came from. They will remember where God picked them from. So God started by humbling Jesus. You are going to be the savior of the world, but be humble from the beginning. Sometimes it's okay that they treat you like trash. They treat you like you don't make sense. Begin to celebrate God. It's a sign that God has a plan. Oh, is somebody learning something? We are on a journey, on a wonder journey. But one day he appeared for baptism. And on that wonder, heaven was opened. This is my beloved son. Ooh. Beloved what? When did he become a son? We don't know him as somebody special. We know him as a carpenter boy who was just there. That's it. Listen to him. Hear ye him. And from that time, he began to do strange things. You know, I believe that Peter saw the guy when he was growing up. That small boy on the street. Like, Jesus is working in Joseph and son's carpentry workhouse. I believe that maybe one day Jesus went to go and deliver Cana to the father of Peter. Maybe one day he went to deliver Cana to the father of Zebedee. So they saw Jesus as a carpenter boy. When did he become Savior? Oh, Jesus. At what point did Jesus suddenly become the Savior? Matthew would have seen Jesus' father trying to deliver Cana to those guys. You know, Matthew was the tax collector by the sea. He's the custom officer. So maybe one day Jesus was delivering the Cana they will use for export. And he saw Jesus, that small boy, learning carpentry work. And then suddenly, he became the one that can turn water to wine. How? See, it's what God wants to do after this program is that they look at you and they don't rate you. But by the time you are done, like, how? When did this happen? How did this happen? What did God do? And you say, wonder has happened. Oh my God. Do you believe what God is going to do with your life? He's going to shock the world. Jesus was moving like that. The heavens opened. And he became a supernatural man. Jesus was moving one day. After the wonder destiny became activated. He went to a party. They said wine was finished. And when they got there, the mother called him. He said, wine has finished. And he said, pour water into the. And they poured the water. I said, serve from it. And then they served the water. It became the sweetest wine. One day, a guy was moving. The guy was blind, yet Jesus was moving. And he cried, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And he paused. He said, what do you want? He said, I want my sight. He said, receive it. He didn't pray. Oh, Jesus. One day, they said, one guy died, Lazarus, 4 days. He didn't pray. He got here, he cried. After crying, he said, Father, thank you for you have heard me. When did he actually pray? When did God hear you? And then Lazarus come forth. And him that was dead for 4 days came out. How? And that day was moving. People gathered in his meeting. They were about 5,000 men. And there were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And he said, what do you have? He said, bring it. He said, everybody sit down. Sir, this thing cannot even be enough for 2 persons. What are you saying, sir? He said, don't worry, let's start serving. And as they start serving, they began to multiply. 5,000 people were it. 5,000 men. You know, in church, women are more than men. So if there were 5,000 men, there would be 8,000 women and probably 4,000 children. Am I making sense? And they fed all of them. And everybody was fine. Who is this guy? And one day he was moving on the sea again. And the storm came, but he was sleeping. He was sleeping. They're like, why is this guy sleeping? Are you okay, sir? Why will you be sleeping when there is storm? He said, peace is not absence of storm, it's calmness in the midst of storm. That
that there is a storm, but you are calm. Say, okay, but because you know me, say, peace be still. And the storm responded, ah, my God. They were going to do burial ceremony and he was passing. And he saw the people wailing. He said, stop, stop. And he touched the coffin. And the guy in the coffin came out. He stopped the burial. Who is this guy? Anywhere he shows up, there is wonder. A guy had a withered hand in the book of Mark. Withered hand for years. And said, stretch forth your hands. And as soon as he stretched forth his hands, the hand came out. Wonder. And one day he was going on his own way. He wasn't planning to go to that woman's house. And the woman heard Jesus was passing. She had issue of blood for 12 years. And the woman said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, he doesn't need to touch me. I can touch him. There are days you come to program and say, Lord, don't touch me, but I'm coming to touch you. Was going to the house of Jairus. They said the daughter of Jairus was sick and about to die. Jesus was not coming to the house of the woman with the issue of blood. But the woman said, whether I be your schedule or not, I can drag myself into your schedule. And Jesus was passing. And the woman came from behind. She came from behind and touched him. And suddenly she had issue of blood. Jesus turned. He said, Vashu left me. When Vashu met issue, there was a miracle. When the Vashu of Jesus met her issue, there was a miracle. Jesus said, don't touch me. Peter said, hello, sir. What are you saying, sir? Who touched you? All of us are here. I'm your bodyguard. I touched you. Matthew was there. He touched you. He said, that's not the touch. There was a touch that draws something from him. He said, you even know when something leaves you. Wonderful. You can tell where something lives. The woman said, I'm the one that touched you. I've been battling with this issue for 12 years. I've met doctors, they have messed me up. But now, as soon as I touched you, something happened to me. Oh, Karabasan Delebasa. Ekamrenos. Evinakaindabosa. He didn't pray. Jesus didn't pray. Not Jesus did not pray a single prayer. The woman touched. He was going one day and he saw a woman by the well in the book of John chapter 4, and his eyes opened and he began to give her prophetic word. He didn't pray. Who is this man? A man was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. An angel used to come once in a year to steer the water. The angel come once in a year and steer the water. And that day, the guy has been there for 38 years. Angels can't come steering. He couldn't jump in. And Jesus came and met him. He said, do you want to be made? He said, there's nobody to help me. He said, you don't need help when the helper has come.
Oh, yeah. Ebenezer. Ebenezer, my help has come.
Follow me. He said, you don't need help. Sir, nobody can push me to the water. You don't need to enter the water. The water has come to you. The water has come, the living water. Rise up! And the guy was waiting for 38 years for the steering of the water. The steerer himself came. When the steerer came, the battle ended. One minute. That's a wonder. Anywhere he shows up, wonder happens. Anywhere he comes in, wonder happens. Nobody died and remained dead when he shows up. Nobody sick remains sick when he shows up. Nobody broke remains broke. There was one day, he was about to be disgraced. There was no money anywhere. And he looked at Peter. He said, go to the bank. That's the sea. In Nigeria, we also call Oceanic Bank. That's the bank he sent Peter to. Peter went to Oceanic Bank. And when he got there, he said, Peter, when you get there, use your ATM. What is ATM? You insert it into the ATM machine. Peter had hook and line. As he threw the hook ATM machine into the mouth of the fish, brought out a coin. Who put money in the mouth of a fish? When he needs money, everything is wonder. Suddenly the fish produced money and Peter came and paid. He wasn't going to be disgraced. You can't mess him up. You can't ridicule him. He has wisdom for every statement. You come to test him. Master, thou art a master from heaven. That's a man from heaven. What should you do? He said, give unto Caesar what belongs. You can't box him in the corner. So much intelligence. He has words to say per time. Anytime he's going to be confused, God will download a new word to him. He was never alone. Wonder. So one day, the guys follow him. They looked at him so much. Show me Luke 10:1. Let me start my message. They looked at him so much. Yes, I've not started. I'm just starting now. They looked at him so much.
They have been shocked at the happiness in his life. We know you when you were a child. Tell us something. We knew where you started. What changed? We knew when you could not do anything, what changed? Confess to us. Sir, I've been working with you now for 3 years. And when did you change? We saw the same battle you experienced. We spoke to the demon. The demon did not respond. But as soon as you came out, the demon moved. What happened? People touched us, nothing happened. When they touched you, something happened. God, tell us the truth. We know we are wonders. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. We know. We have seen the wonder in your life, but we don't look like what we are seeing. Confess to us. So they had a meeting. All of them, Peter called the meeting and said, guys, this man we are working with is not telling us something. We need to find out what is it. And he said, I think we found the secret. There is something he does every time. But this thing, he will never do it when he faces a problem. He does it before the problem. You don't make withdrawals, you have made deposits. This man is doing something. So one day, they caught him. Let's start. Mark 1:35. Let's start. They caught him. They were looking for him. They woke up. They couldn't find him. Where is he? He has gone to do what he used to do. Mark 1:35, show me. He has gone to do the same thing he used to do. Let's see everybody. Now, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he left the room. He went into a solitary place and do what? He went there to do what? Pray. Next verse, see what happened. When the guys woke up, they set the alarm. They know when he leaves the house. And finally, the alarm rang. They looked up. They couldn't see him. Jesus. Bros J, where you there? Bros J, where you there? They couldn't find him anywhere. They went to the restroom. They can't find him. They went to the room. Said, hey, he has done it again. And they began to move. The chief who called the meeting, Simon, and those that were with him, what did they do? Searched for him, all of them. Because they were looking for a secret. Next verse. And when they found him, where? Where he was doing what? Pray. They said to him, everyone is looking for you. Men that look for God, all men look for them. It's dangerous today that people are looking for men when you can look for God. Men that look for men, for God, all men look for them. He said, KJV says, all men seek thee. The secret, Jesus, the wonder you have been doing that looks, you know, there's a way somebody makes one that looks simple. Tadiji will just stand and stay in one spot and say, there is somebody here. My daddy says, by this time next week, you will become a landlord. Everybody will say, amen. And then next Holy Ghost night, the person will come and testify. You will stand there. You sweat. My daddy says. And don't you happen? You're like, daddy, you are not saying the truth. There is something you know that we don't know. He will just stand there and wave his hands. No shaking. No sweating. Kai. What did you know that we don't know? One day I was with Daddy Jew. I said, what do I want? I said, sir, whatever it is that makes you produce all these things you are producing, give me my own. He laughed. He said, kneel down. I won't tell you the remaining part of the story. Don't be shocked that this is you are seeing my life. I'm looking for answer. They saw that they were not like him. They didn't look like him. Their testimony did not look like him. There is something Jesus knows. How can you be an unwater and be thirsty? There is something Jesus knows that they don't know.
Peter said, guy, we must look for that thing. We can't just be walking with him and then he will see the blind will see. He will see the lame will walk. He will see the deaf will hear. Every time. There was never a case that something didn't happen. Every day is a miracle day. We have to find out the power behind the happiness in the life of Jesus. And when Jesus went out early in the morning, they followed secretly and they found him. They said, all of us are looking for you. They kept quiet. That they didn't say a word. Show me Luke chapter 10. They kept quiet. They agreed. We know what to do. The first thing to do is to find what you are doing. Then the next thing is to find how you do it. Luke chapter 10. After they discovered what he was doing. Luke 10:1. Show me. After these things, the Lord appointed others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where himself was about to go. Next verse. And he said to them, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray that the Lord of harvest will send our laborers to the harvest. Next verse. Go your way, behold, I send you. Next verse. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Yes, keep moving. Next verse. Next verse. He told them, heal the sick there. Say to them, the kingdom has come near to you. All the things they have been looking for all this while. Suddenly, he told them, you cannot go and do it. Next verse. Whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go into his streets and say. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Luke 11:1. He sent them in Luke chapter 10 to go and do all the things he has been doing. They went, they saw results. Hey, but sir, this thing you asked us to do now is because you told us to go and do it. The day you are not the one telling us to go and do it, are we going to be able to produce this same result? Because that thing you are doing that is making this thing happen, we have not done it. Are you with me? That thing you are doing that is making this thing happen, we have not done it. But you told us to go. Do you know what happened? We discover what you are doing. You turn on your hotspot and you ask us to connect. So we're using Wi-Fi. We don't have data. I came to UK. I don't have UK SIM, but I'm browsing. The hotel where I'm staying has Wi-Fi. They just give you the password. You connect. You browse, you think you're right until you step out of the building. So Jesus gave them password. They connected to the Wi-Fi of Jesus. And they were doing miracles. But when they returned, they discovered that the thing is no longer connecting. Because while they are out, the Wi-Fi password has expired. No more signal. Am I making sense to you? Say, sir, this thing we're going to do can only happen when you say go. But what if you don't say go? Can't we be faced with the same challenge on the road and do the same thing? Jesus, tell us something you have not told us. Luke 11:1. After we have seen success in our first outing, but we don't want an outing anointing. Oh, we want a resident anointing. An anointing that don't wait for program before it manifests. Praise God. You catch me in the mall, you need miracle, you get it. Are you with me? You catch me inside the train, you need miracle, you get it. It's not, the miracle is not limited to the day or program. Praise God. Oh, is Jesus everywhere? Is his power everywhere? Is the power limited to the church service? No. They There are people that see you on the street and say, hello, sir, pray for me. When you hear it, there's one testimony. Oh, God. Somebody said he was viewing my status one day and encountered the power of God, and the condition he has for years disappeared. And now a message me said, Pastor, they said my mother have cancer. I said, she cannot have it on WhatsApp. She cannot have it. Ask her to go for another test. And she went for test. They opened her up. They said nothing is happening to her. That is WhatsApp, not church service, no laying of hands. WhatsApp typing. She cannot... Hear me, this thing doesn't have to do when there is program. It can happen anywhere. See anywhere. Wonders can happen anywhere. See anywhere. Wonders is not limited to one time in a year. If you only receive gift during Christmas, you lack wonder. It must be a daily affair that you wake up every day, a daily wonder. People bless you on a daily basis. People don't bless me at a particular season. I'm in season every time. Praise God. Miracles should happen every time. Everywhere, the location notwithstanding. You know, we went to eat somewhere today. There was one guy on wheelchair in the place. I'm in UK. But they slapped me. In Nigeria, I said, can I pray for you? I was like, let me ask protocol before I do my own thing. Miracle doesn't wait for church service. Ah, can you be fine boy like this? Oh, Jesus. There's one guy I met that day. He had collar on his neck. I said, come. Do you want it out? He said, yes. We prayed and we removed it something. And the head became normal. He went for tests. All the thing that was broken became straight. This thing happens anywhere. Somebody say anywhere. Anywhere. Say anywhere. So those guys understood that what you give to us can only work once in a while. We want something that can work every time. So they came to him, Luke 11:1. Show me that scripture. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, what was he doing again? I can't hear you. When he stopped praying, one of the disciples said to him, now that we know the secret is praying, teach us to pray. Sir, he didn't say teach us how to dance. He didn't say teach us how to speak. They discovered the secret. Is what? We know your name is Wonderful Counselor, but you did not do wonders because that's your name. You do wonders because you know how to cook wonders. You do wonders because you know how to share the wonders. And we have seen that every morning before the day starts, you are always doing something. Work on and topai kapa scarambalatantos ekre soto barante. When we sneak, we see you there groaning. Ezusa entoa ikwapa. Then you come out during the day, blind see, lame walk. You were talking, but in the night you were cooking. We see the difference. There's no sweat in the public, but there is sweat in the secret. That thing you do in the secret, teach us. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Prayer is what you are doing. We have found the secret. Teach us to pray. Psalm, I bring it to you in this prayer conference. If you will see wonders, you will pray. Because prayer is the secret of wonders. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. There is something you are doing. We have found it. Teach us to pray. Men who have power with God are men who understand how to hold the end of God in prayer. Teach us to pray. If your life will see wonder, you must learn to pray. Now that you are in a nation that is getting dark, prayer is the secret of light. To survive in this nation, you need prayer. In case you have not been praying before now, it's time to pray. They came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray. Hear me, hear me, hear me. If Jesus, your creator, can pray, you, the creation, should pray more. That guy has the backing of heaven. Angels are with him. God is with him, yet he was praying. If Jesus, the creator, can pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. Oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan. Is Satan not making mess of your finances now?
Is Satan not making mess of your health now? Is Satan not making mess of your family now? Wake up, don't tell me it's a coincidence. There is nothing like coincidence. You can't tell me it's a condition of the nation. No, 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 no. There is nothing like that. If there is a man to pray, if there is a man to pray, anything can happen, anything can happen, anything can happen. Jesus was a walking wonder and he said, this is the wonder, this is the wonder. Those guys came to him, sir, we have found your secret, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. We see you pray in the morning. Teach us to pray. We see you pray in the afternoon. Teach us to pray. We see you pray in the night. Teach us to pray. We see you pray in the midnight. Teach us to pray. We see you pray in the morning. Teach us to pray. If this is what is working, teach us so it can work.
We pray. We pray. We pray. Oh, we pray. If I don't pray,
hello, ma. Hello, sir. Satan will mess you up if you don't pray. Satan will harass you if you don't pray. Satan will deal with you if you don't pray. This is the secret of power. Men of prayer are men of power. Men of prayer are men of power. Check the men that turn the world upside down. They are men that can pray. The queen said, I fear the prayer of John Knox, more than the army of Scotland. How can one man be stronger than the whole army? Prayer makes you a man in a million. Prayer makes you a one-man battalion. Prayer, if God can baptize you with the spirit of prayer, you will see wonder in the morning. You will see wonder in the afternoon. You will see wonder in the night. This is the secret of wonder. This is the secret of wonder. Men that can pray. Men that can travel. Is a Kayapan. Is a can a nation be born in one day? Can a nation be born in one day? As soon as Zion travel, she bring forth. Shabbat in the prayer. If Ademoye can pray, if Kenecheki can pray, if Babalola can pray, who am I not to pray? If Wigusworth can pray, if Ketri Kuma can pray, yeah, yeah, yeah. If Babalola can pray, who am I? Who am I not to pray? Angels of prayer, enter this house now. Angels of prayer, angels of prayer, angels of prayer. Baptize men with fresh fire for prayer. Now, 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 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, now, now. Fire, 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 fire. Check your home, check your home, check your home, check your home. Fire, fire. New frequency, fire, 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 new frequency, fire, 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 set at that time, set at that time, set at that time, new frequency, enter, 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 new frequency, fire of the Holy Ghost, Simana Pay, Simana Time. Yes, I'm
you. If you can pray, no problem can stop you. If you can pray, no problem can stop you. There's a teach us to pray. Teach us to pray.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my man. No, no, no. Sibili kimbono tembe. Sidi di kimi nakai. Elelele mane tom. Aya de de pape boji di. Simi ni kapela tate. Skele prele no 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 ka. Simi ni kambe lekete pambe. Sibili ka ai. Yeah, my mama. Yeah, na 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 de kepa. Ikele mana na noto. Si di pemeno, di pemeno, ay, amen. Listen, some of you will not be able to sleep this night. The angels have troubled your spirit. There are angels that help men to pray. Show me Luke 22. Angels that help men to pray. Luke 22. Scalebarante sotomba. Show me from verse 41. Luke 22. From verse 41. My God. 38. Let's do 38. Jesus. My God. Oh. You didn't mean to know. Luke 22. Mm-hmm. 39 40 41 42 43 44. We are reading those four scriptures, those four verses. Luke 22 from verse 39. Don't pray. Satan, we make mess of me. Media, help me. Hi, man, akonto balambre chuzo. Ezo said like him, momo nonto barante siyada. Hi, production, help me, please. Luke 22. Everybody, rise up on your feet. Kabelonto shaba. Kalebronto balamberos. It's not available. Okay, so let me read from here. Okay. Okay, 39. How about the look? Wait. See. Don't tell me you are in UK. Prayer is a universal currency. It can work in any nation. This nation was founded on the gospel. Prayer worked here. Before I came, I studied men. Men like Jonathan Edwards. Men like John and Charles Wesley. Men like George Whitefield. Dangerous men that passed through this nation and caused revival. They were men of prayers. To change the government, you need prayers. Policies are rising every day against your faith. You can't keep quiet. You need prayers. Educational system is being destroyed for your children. It's more scary to give back now. You need prayers. Parenting demands prayer. You need prayers. Wake up. Maybe tomorrow night I will show you the prayer routine of Jesus. To understand if Jesus did this, who am I? But let me stop here tonight. To call on the angels of prayer to help me to pray. And we'll continue tomorrow. When you are coming tomorrow, invite everybody you know. Sunday will be miracle service by the grace of God. But I need to lay the foundation today. Tomorrow we enter the prayer life. We study the prayer life. I'm going to show you all through the scripture the prayer life of Jesus. If Jesus prayed like that, who are you? And I trust Jesus to help us to pray tomorrow. And on Sunday. If Jesus didn't sweat in doing miracles,
because he prayed. We will pray today and tomorrow, Sunday we'll just be seeing it. Many of you are sleeping. Wake up to pray. Wake up to pray. We are sleeping. To be a wonder. To experience wonders without number. It's not by saying amen. It's by producing it. In the place of prayers. Coming out, he went to Mount Olives as he was accustomed. What was he doing in Mount Olives? Accustomed. That is the garden of his prayer life. Oh my God. Are you seeing the scripture? He went there as his custom was. And his disciples followed him. What did they go and do there? What they used to do? Next verse. When he came to the place. Which place? The place where he used to pray. He said to them, pray. When he got to the place, he said, pray. There is a place to pray for Jesus. If Jesus had a place to pray, who are you not to pray? That means I'm talking about your creator. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Next verse. Oh, Jesus. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone throw. And he knelt down and did what? Prayed. Jesus Badua. Next verse. Tomorrow, I will teach on the prayer advantage. When I show you the prayer of Jesus, I will teach on the advantage of prayer. How to pray that God cannot say no to. There's a way to pray that God will not say no. I will teach on that tomorrow. After showing you the prayer life of Jesus, I'm not sure the advantage we have. Say, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but just be done. Next verse. What happened next? He was praying. After prayer, what happened? Hey, let's read. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven. To do what? Strengthen to do what? Because he was, you think he strengthened because you are tired. He now strengthened him, receive strength. You think that's what the angel came to do? See next verse. After the angel strengthened, what did he do? And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Meaning the angel came to help him to pray. The angel came to strengthen him. Well, after the angel came, then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down. You don't pray that prayer without angelic assistance. Angels came to help him, strengthen him. Then he prayed more. Angel didn't strengthen because his body was weak or his back was aching him. No, they strengthened him to pray more. Why didn't the angel bring the intervention? I thought if angel will come, they should give him intervention. Or make sure that his body will not be weak on the cross. No, the angel came to strengthen him to pray more. Because the secret is praying. Tonight we need angelic interventions. You are going to cry like your life depends on. Father, help me to pray. Baptize me with raw prayer power. Baptize me with prayer power. You hear me? Some of you will not be able to sleep tonight. If this thing truly comes, I wish I had my way. We will remove all these chairs and just move around us and do like 3 hours non-stop. Maybe some other time, sir. We will plan like 6 hours non-stop prayer. No preaching. We just move around. We just finished 30 hours in Lagos before I came here. 30 hours. Men that can stay, don't go stale. Men that can stay, don't go stale. If you cannot tarry, you can't carry. If you cannot tarry, you can't carry. But can you give me 20 minutes tonight? We are going to pray. I want to move around this place. You are going to move around like a walking volcano. Father, strengthen me to pray. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. I receive prayer power. Move around. Move around. Move around. I receive prayer power. If you can pray, just pray. Just teleport. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. Don't sit down. This is not a kneeling prayer. Walk around. I receive prayer power. Receive prayer power. Angel, strengthen me to pray. Sibara baba baba baba. Sebele pempoa. Sebele pempoa. Sebele pempoa. Sarubala baba. Sarubala baba. Shaka daka 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 daka. Epoa. Epoa. Salua pea. Sadobara pepon.
Shakata. Uncle Papa. Uncle Papa. Uncle Papa. Uncle Papa. On the pina. 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 On the life. Yelamakai. Imelemeleke paita. Sizikai. Sekeleke ten paika. Sigilikipa. Sekeleke manatele baba. Sigidigidigi mi kameta. Helelelepa. Sekele kamanata. Iye kata. Sigidigi panapa. Sigidigidigi pata. Iye lelene kai. Abora pape. Abora pape. Abora pape. Abora pape. Abora bada 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 to. Iga daga daga papa. Daga 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 papa. Chapel. Chapel a pie.
Sleep all night. If it's 1 hour travel, for you to unveil things in your generation, you need to travel. Don't sleep every night. Those that go far, don't sleep all night. Travel. Embokabai. Seluate. That is how to cook wonder. Even though you are from the wonder family, you cook wonder. Skepalamana dotomba. Saba terua kekuataya. Shaba. Show me
Ephesians 3:20. James 1:16, Amplified Version. James 1:16, Amplified Version. Ketomba belotombro tomba ba. Ah, there is prayer power here. Aye. So I don't know if we can start earlier tomorrow, so we can pray like 1 hour, no stop. Yes, we will start earlier tomorrow. 1 hour. Kendo parande to kaipash. Hear me. The things that can't move, when you pray, they move. They don't move because you are weak. They don't move because you are weak. Calibron Sotombala. I saw one young boy there. Come. Yes. Please come. Let's do one experiment. Yes. Come. Please come. Come on stage. Two of you come. Please carry him. Carry him. You will be struggling because you don't have power. But when prayer assists you, hold him in one leg. Oh yeah, let's lift him. This is what happens when you can pray. You are assisted by the Holy Ghost to move what you cannot move naturally. Without prayer, you'll be struggling. But when prayer enter, then there is supernatural assistance. Why are you not praying, my brother? Oh, I see God release a special grace on you. A special grace is coming upon your head. A special grace is coming upon you. Power of the Holy Ghost. Calabreton Savayaka. Unction of God. Power of the Holy Ghost upon you. Fire. In the name of Jesus. You will not be ordinary. You will not be small. Capacity is given to you. Capacity is given to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Show me. James chapter 1. No, James 3, I mean. James 3. James 3, 16. Sorry, James 5. James 5. James 5. Holy Spirit. James 5. Sorry, James 5. James 5. Yes. He said, let's start from the NXT. Once you go, the NXT heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. What does he do? Makes tremendous power available. Dynamic in his working. Show me 17. Elijah was human being with nature such as you, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Next verse. And he prayed again, and the heaven supplied rain, and the land produced his crops. Men are asking, where is the God of Elijah? God is asking, where are the Elijahs of God? Where are the Elijahs of God? This is Prayer Conference 2023. Jubilee Church, for you to see wonders, you produce it. Wonders is not available on a platter of gold. It's available on a platter of prayers. If there is a man to pray, there is a God that can supply wonders. Don't sleep all night today. If it's 1 hour in the midnight, travel in prayers. Travel in prayers. We'll continue again tomorrow. Tomorrow I will show you the Jesus prayer schedule and the advantage of the Holy Ghost. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. Don't come here alone tomorrow. Get everybody you know, because something is about to happen. Ah, something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. And as you begin to pray, you begin to see shift. But I won't make... You are here tonight, maybe there's one or two persons. Now, as a pastor, I understand that God doesn't hear the prayer of a sinner. I need to give my life to Jesus. I need to rededicate my life to Jesus. I'm struggling with one sin or the other. Please pray for me. Pray for me. Tomorrow also there will be Holy Ghost baptism for those who are not baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you are not, if you have a friend who is not baptized in the Holy Ghost, bring them tomorrow. They will speak in tongues.
Hi. My God.
You want to give your life to Christ or rededicate your life? Anybody like that? Lift up your hand. Let me pray with you wherever you are. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You are struggling with a sin or the other. Lift up your right hand. Anybody like that? Above your head. If there's anybody making that decision today. Okay. So we are all saved. Tomorrow, get unbelievers. Bring them to church. This program is not only for believers. Invite everybody. As I close, put your hand on your tummy and shout after me. Say, the spirit of prayer. Say it, amen. Say, the spirit of prayer. Envelope me now. Can you cry to God? Cry to God. 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 Step up, amen, on your tongues. Shalom, retos.